Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince Harry's friends said he was effing nuts for dating Meghan Markle. That's a headline from the New York Post that will wake you up. As the story goes, Harry invited his girlfriend Meghan to meet his friends during a shooting weekend at the royal family's Sandringham Country Estate in 2016 for endless banter, jokes, and a lot of drinking, according to Revenge, Meghan, Harry, and the War Between the Windsors. The group at Sandringham included 16 of Harry's pals, as well as their wives and girlfriends. But Markle did not enjoy the comedy among the friends, according to Tom Bauer's book, which claims that without hesitation, Meghan challenged every guest whose conversation contravened her values. According to Harry's friends, again and again she reprimanded them about the slightest inappropriate nuance. Nobody was exempt. Harry had not anticipated Meghan's reaction. Their jokes involving sexism, feminism, and transgender people ricocheted around the living room and dining rooms. The pals concluded that Markle was a dampener on the party and that Harry must be effing nuts for dating her. She lacked any sense of humor. Driving home after Sunday lunch, the text pinged between the cars. OMG, what about her? Some more excerpts from Bauer's book. Bauer writes, Meghan was angry that palace officials refused to protect her image. She refused to accept that staff were not employed to promote her as an individual, but instead placed her within the grid of the entire royal family. In particular, Meghan fumed about the refusal officially to criticize Thomas Markle. From her perspective, Meghan was isolated, vulnerable, and stifled by conventions. On a tour of Australia, Bauer writes, every night Harry trawled social media, searching for snide comments on the internet. Every morning he and Meghan turned on their phones to surf the internet. Thin-skinned, they were inflamed by the slightest criticism. Both bombarded their staff with demands for removal of the criticism. Harry was staggered when he watched the Queen's 2019 Christmas message. As Harry watched his grandmother from Vancouver, he was staggered. Four silver-framed family photographs had been carefully placed behind her, Bauer writes, as cited in the Mirror. To Harry's fury, there was no photograph of himself, Meghan, and Archie. The Windsors were airbrushing the Sussexes from history. Camilla found it hard to believe that Meghan would sacrifice her independence to serve silently as a team player. Bauer details how Prince Charles preferred that the Sussexes as private citizens were not invited onto the balcony or to ride in the royal carriage during the Platinum Jubilee. And the Mirror zoned in on a piece in which the book claims that the Queen told her aides, thank goodness Meghan isn't coming to the funeral of Prince Philip. Meghan apparently didn't like the comparisons to Kate. In an extract from the biography published by the Sunday Times, Bauer claimed, no other member of the royal family had suffered as much embarrassment from their own family as Meghan. There was some equivalence in Meghan's contempt for her half-siblings, Samantha and Thomas, and now Harry's for Kate and William in particular. The Cambridges, she believed, were failing to offer the recognition and generosity she deserved. She hated the comparisons with uncomplaining Kate. Effortlessly, the Cambridges appeared to be perfect. Meghan appeared to be influenced by envy of Kate. In turn, the future queen regarded her neighbour as dismissive. Meanwhile, the Daily Beast shares Prince Charles became so irritated by Thomas Markle's TV appearances, especially his criticism of the royal family, that he berated son Prince Harry of wife Meghan Markle. Can't you just go on and see him and make this stop? Bauer says both Charles and Queen Elizabeth urged Meghan to fly to America for a reconciliation, this before Harry and Meghan's big move. This request was rejected by Meghan, fearing a frenzy of media attention and intrusion that could bring more embarrassment to the royal family. Bauer writes, Harry did not tell his father about Thomas's fury at being ignored by his daughter. Harry explained that Meghan refused to telephone Thomas Markle because she suspected that his phone was not in his possession and his email account was compromised. The inconsistencies of Meghan's excuses not only irritated Charles, but perhaps also the Queen. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Piers Morgan, not surprisingly, didn't like Harry's speech at the UN. Piers writes, of all 8 billion people on planet Earth, is there anyone less qualified to invoke the memory of one of the greatest men in history? Mandela was fiercely intelligent, remarkably resilient, astoundingly courageous, devoted to his family and country, genuinely humble, highly principled, incredibly inspiring, and lit up any room he entered with a smile that warmed the world. Harry, by contrast, is as dumb as a rock, breathtakingly arrogant, woefully hypocritical, deserted his family and country, is a permanently miserable, whiny mood hoover, doesn't inspire me to open a crisp packet and wouldn't understand a principle if it slapped him around his haughty, woke, ravaged chops. It takes a special kind of brazen brass neck to stand up at the United Nations in New York and lecture the world about climate change when you constantly use luxury gas-guzzling private jets like a taxi service. Wanging in on that dreamy, humorless, monotone voice about what a painful year it's been, Harry beseeched, "How many of us feel battered, helpless in the face of seemingly endless stream of disasters and devastation?" Then he paused and added for full dramatic effect, "I understand. Do you, Your Royal Highness? I don't think you have any understanding of what real suffering is or what it really means to be a victim. You live in an $11 million mansion in California, from where you and your wife trash your families on TV and ruthlessly exploit your royal titles, given to you by the institution you say is cruel and racist, for tens of millions of dollars." Maybe Harry just needs to lighten up, like the Queen, who made a hilarious quip after she saw the funny side when a man's mobile phone rings at a crucial moment. The Mirror reports the Queen was making a rare public appearance outside Windsor Castle to formally launch the new home of the £22 million Thames Hospice, just as she was introduced to Graham White and his wife Pat, who had stage 4 cancer and is receiving respite care at the centre in Maidenhead. His phone rang. His embarrassment was short-lived when he quickly reached into his pocket to turn it off. However, the Queen brilliantly quipped, "Typical, a phone goes off immediately," and Graham sheepishly said it was his son ringing. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.